The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." The Gospel of the Lord. The artist Vincent van Gogh once said, "An artist needn't be a clergyman or church warden, but he or she certainly must have a warm heart for his fellow men and women." And today we remember the memorial of another artist, the Dominican artist Blessed Giovanni da Fiesole, who we better know as Fra Angelico. Now, Fra Angelico was both a clergyman and someone who was known to have a very kind heart to his fellow men and women, particularly the poor. Fra Angelico was born in the late 1300s, and he died in Rome on this date in the year 1455. He entered the Dominican order, and he took the name Giovanni, or in English, John, and he's known officially as Giovanni da Fiesole, as he was from Fiesole. But within his lifetime, or just shortly after, he was referred to as Il Beato, or Il Beato Angelico, the Blessed or Blessed Angelic One, due to his beautiful rendition of sacred art. And although it wasn't until 1982 that Pope John Paul II made Fra Angelico's unofficial title of Blessed Fra Angelico official by being beatified in 1982, he is now officially known as Blessed Giovanni da Fiesole, or he is officially the Blessed Angelic One. We best know Blessed Fra Angelico for his beautiful paintings of Christ and the saints. If you ever visit the Museum of San Marco in Florence, Italy, you can see his works all around what used to be a monastery and now is a museum. Fra Angelico's artwork is a perfect example of preaching without words. And yet, to produce such moving and lovely pieces of art, for him, painting was prayer, just as preaching with the spoken word is prayer. Fra Angelico once said, "He who does Christ's work must remain with him always. He or she who does Christ's work must remain with Christ always." Now, Pope John Paul II suggested that that particular motto is what earned Giovanni da Fiesole that epithet of Blessed Angelico, because of the perfect integrity of his life and that almost divine beauty of the images that he painted. To do Christ's work requires that one is grounded, rooted in Christ. And Fra Angelico understood that the exterior life must be matched by the interior. And in today's reading, Jesus gives suggestions for a good interior life: to be merciful, not to judge, to stop condemning, to forgive, to be giving. And while it is certainly possible to give away your possessions without having a loving interior motive, but to do so, to do that action without love, makes one, like St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, like a noisy cymbal, a gong, something that's not of great value. And while we can certainly not vocalize judgment or speak those words of condemnation, but to truly be someone who doesn't judge or doesn't condemn needs a certain freedom of the heart and soul. It needs the charity and mercy that Jesus invites us to in today's gospel. And in fact, the word mercy is derived from a Hebrew word which means womb or womb love. To be merciful is to show the same nurturing love that a mother lavishes upon her infant in the womb. It's to be that tender, to be that careful, like an expectant mother, in making sure that no harm comes to the other, but only good things, only growth. And Jesus promises us the same type of love from God when we show this love to others. The measure that we give will be measured back to us. There's a saying, what goes around comes around. Basically, it states that if you're good to others, others will be good to you. And certainly there's some common sense in that reading, but we know from looking in around in today's world and what we hear on the news that that's not all that there is to it. That to give and hope to receive, and the measure that we give will be measured back to us, is not a bargaining from God to do X and that God will give us Y. I think Jesus is telling us that we will more fully experience God's loving mercy when we first have had an understanding of love and mercy with our own actions. We'll best feel and experience God's womb-like merciful love when we have knowledge of what it feels like to experience tender care with and from others. It's when we stop putting labels on others and stop judging others, that will be the time when we will be able to experience the freedom that comes from knowing that God isn't putting labels and judgment upon us. When we allow the other to be free to be who they are and to love them accordingly and also to be loved in return, that's when we can begin to experience the freedom of the love of God and the liberty that comes with being children of God. And the season of Lent is a time when we can take extra care to examine ourselves and to see just how well we measure up to the motto of Fra Angelico: he or she who does Christ's work must remain with him always. Do we remember we are with Christ as we do his work? Or do we sometimes get caught up in the task at hand? Can we remember to take the moment we need to remember that as we do Christ's work, that we must remain in him? And to remain in him is to first live by the actions to which Jesus invites us: to be merciful, non-judging, giving. In short, our actions must give life to others, and in turn, we will experience life as we never have before.